This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread, the federal government is said to have an unreleased plan to start opening up parts of the country beginning on the 1st of May. The CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, speaking this morning about what he thinks needs to happen in order to safely reopen the United States.
We and the task force are aggressively working through the best options as to help assist the states as they begin to reopen our country one state at a time.
Police in Germany say they've arrested four suspected ISIS members who are planning to target U.S. forces there. It's believed the men arrested today in Western Germany were getting instructions from ISIS leaders in Afghanistan and Syria. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Democratic White House frontrunner finally lands a big endorsement as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
After months of silence, former President Obama has surfaced to endorse Joe Biden for his old job.
Through all his trials, he's never once forgotten the values or the moral fiber that his parents passed on to him and that made him who he is.
The New York Times says Obama had several lengthy conversations with Bernie Sanders, urging him to step aside.
The government says millions of Americans should start seeing their coronavirus stimulus money arrive today. The Treasury Department says the $1,200 payments will be hitting the accounts of over 80 million people. The first payment started rolling out on Friday. The payments are part of the federal government's $2 trillion aid package as the pandemic is roiling the U.S. economy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the restaurant business struggles during the coronavirus pandemic, many are trying to figure out how they'll operate when the country reopens. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As stay-at-home and social distancing orders across the United States have slowed the spread of the coronavirus, they've put restaurant dining on hold, forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. Restaurant Impossible host Chef Robert Irvine tells Fox News some of the things restaurants can do to prepare and what we can expect as a new normal when it comes to restaurants after things are opened back up for business.
Well, I think first of all, if you've got a big restaurant, you're going to fill a third of that. If you've got a small restaurant, you're probably going to fill half of it. The biggest problem we're going to face right now is consumer confidence, number one. And number two is having to redirect all our thought process into what was is gone and what is new is brand new. You know, new menus, new social distancing rules. What do we do in the kitchen to make the consumer feel comfortable? Is it masks? Others is masks. We already wear gloves. Are we allowing people into the kitchen? Good question. Do they want to see that you're doing things safely? Yes, they do.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, that's what it says. Would I lie to you? Come on. This is Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And it is time for James Herson time, best-selling author, media and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing?
We're doing great. I got my designer hazmat suit on. I'm all set.
Are you all bedazzled and everything with it?
Oh, of course.
You got the big J.H. Moniker right there, all bedazzled. And
my latest, we all have been so scared by the media into being germophobes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should get Howie Mandel masks.
I think so. I agree with you. I mean, and Howie, how long has Howie been teaching us, you know, that we don't handshake? And it looks like what Dr. Fauci is saying, that maybe at least for this generation, handshakes away. Ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, I think there are going to be changes in society from this because the media has done such a good job of scaring everyone.
Boy, have they not? Yes.
So that when this lifts and we get behind us, I mean, are people really going to want to go to large gatherings back together? No,
yeah.
I don't think so. And they're going to be more discerning about what restaurants they go to, who prepares the food, and there's going to be a certain amount of social distance left.
Yeah. I would say the wet market daily special will probably be off the menu. What do you think?
Oh yeah, I absolutely think so. What was that? Well, certainly bad soup no longer on the menu.
Exactly. Well, the old acrostic for fear, false evidence appearing real, and it seems like we have a lot of that, although I would be encouraged. I love what one pastor said over the weekend. He says, fear, the new acrostic for fear is face everything and rise, and which would go along with what you wrote about in terms of essential faith, your new column here, and that is that what I am seeing is the church is being born again, James. It's interesting.
Well, there's a positive side, absolutely. You know, they always say there's no atheists in a foxhole. There's certainly, in a crisis, people begin to examine their need for the transcendent, their need for something bigger than themselves, and they turn to God. And so, ironically, at a time when we need the church more than ever, the brick-and-mortar churches weren't available, so a lot of people were worried that over Easter weekend the Internet would break, you know, that it wouldn't be able to handle it. But for the most part, it worked fantastically. The record numbers of people involved. But we also learned about Christian persecution and unconstitutional banning of worship.
Exactly, right.
And the one that is so absolutely cut and dry is that some churches, and we talked about it, I think, on your show before, they were innovative, and they said, hey, let's take a model from the old drive-in movie.
Exactly.
And we'll have people sit in the parking lot of the church. In some cases, I saw something in New Hampshire where the church was built a certain way where they went up on the roof and they set up their worship team, of course, properly distanced, and they had a preacher preaching from the roof. The congregants were in the parking lot. And now it's easy to get this technology where you actually get a short range AM broadcaster, and they're able to tune into the sermon in their cars on their car radio, just like they would in the old drive-in movie.
Exactly.
And here comes along these authoritarian state and local people that have apparently have are completely ignorant of the Constitution. And the one that really just blew everyone's mind, including a federal judge, was the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, who banned drive-in worship. Now, here's the idea of this. It goes against common sense, and it is so clearly unconstitutional. Everyone can understand this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exceptional on its face, James, right?
Yes, yes, because think of this. You can sit in your car with the motor running when you're driving through McDonald's or Jack in the Box, or when you're going to the drive-in bank, or when you're going to the drive-in pharmacy a la Walgreens. All those are open, essential businesses. In Louisville, where the mayor said, well, if that running car happens to be located in a parking lot that serves a church, we're going to criminalize it and make it illegal. And another mayor in Greenville, Mississippi, did the same thing.
Exactly.
And the governor of Kentucky did something really draconian as well. But this thing with the drive-in church, and that's what it really got my attention, because it is Christian persecution, it is unconstitutional, and it illustrates Lord Acton's warning to us that absolute power corrupts absolutely. You get these local politicians, they get a taste for power, and they use the coronavirus pandemic as an excuse to become little dictators.
Right.
And thank goodness we have a judge, not an Obama-appointed judge, but a local federal judge who a public interest law firm took a case to the judge, and they shot down the Louisville executive order as unconstitutional. And it sent a message to some other jurisdictions. There were some other East Coast cities that the police were told to shut down the drive-in churches in the morning, and then in the afternoon they were told, never mind. And part of it is because our Attorney General William Barr spoke out through a spokesperson using Twitter saying, hey, if you act in an arbitrary way and you single out houses of worship in this country, we're going to come after you. The Department of Justice is going to take action. Mm-hmm. And I was so glad to see that, because these people who did this obviously hold people of faith in disdain. They have hatred for people of faith, and we know the left does.
Right.
So it's just a blatant example of overzealous government action, and it just shows the danger.
But people of faith have to stand up against this, James, because they will continue to find, you know, Christian persecution in the United States has been on the increase ever since it was decided by some Pew report that and even announced by the former president, Barack Obama, that America is no longer a Christian nation. He put the crosshairs of Christianity right up front and center, and people of faith will continue to be picked on and targeted like this, and they need to come back. Maybe we need to approach it kind of like the way Nicholas Sandman approached it, and that is that, you know, people, when they start realizing, you know, some heavy consequences for the infringement of constitutional rights, then maybe people will take another step back and say, wait a minute, maybe we just shouldn't, we shouldn't wake up the bear here.
Absolutely. It's one of these things, and you know, we see irrational, blunt approaches to this.
James, hang on to that thought. We got to go to a quick break. More from James Herson after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable or at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
And politics. It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity. We look to you, Lord, to be the source of strength, the help, the light that we need. Strengthen our first responders. Strengthen even our broadcast people. Strengthen all of us whose lives have been devastated and disrupted. And give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You never stop working, even when I can't see it, you're working.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday. I am Bill Martinez. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, media and legal analyst, continues with us. James, you started to tell us a story, but we had to go to break real quick, so I'm going to let you pick up on that, if you would.
Well, it's Gretchen Whitmer, this Trump
from Michigan.
Hating, Democrat from Michigan, who has had crazy orders come out. You know, where she cut down and closed stores that sold seeds, stores that sold garden supplies. People could grow their own vegetables. She banned visits to friends and relatives. If you're out caught in Michigan, theoretically, and you're going to visit your extended family, you would be in violation of her order. She's absolutely drunk with power. Mm. And,
And she has said herself, I mean, she's only been on the job for 18 months. Clearly, she is still very green in this position. And she has all but said that she needs help and guidance. And she really does. I mean, she's all but asked President Trump, you know, just federalize this. Just put out a national order and forget about the individual. I mean, this is coming from a governor that, you know, like most governors are going, hey, wait a minute, this is my state. You know, we are in authority here. And unless you want to exercise some sort of act of martial law, you know, let us. We've got this. But for her, she seems a little weak in having control of this. This is not speaking very highly of of her as the new governor of Michigan.
No. I mean, she's a disaster, to quote the president. You know, and speaking of governors and the president, a lot of people wanted to call in their TV warranty. They thought there was something wrong with their TVs lately because they heard Governor of California Gavin Newsom, Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo praising President Donald Trump. Said, wait a minute, something's wrong with my television. And they have been heaping praise on Trump. Newsom even went on CNN and started talking about how great Trump was. And I was trying to figure this out. I mean, this is Andrew Cuomo in New York.
I think it's the same reason that you had Chris Christie buttering up Barack Obama, if you remember. Because Barack Obama had control of the purse strings. He has a lot of power. He can redirect some national money to help out Chris Christie. So for the same reason.
No, I think that's it. And I also think both of those guys are talked about as potential presidential nominees, and they have their eyes on 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not in their interest to bash Trump, because secretly they'd like Trump to be reelected so that in 2024 it's an open field.
Exactly.
If a Democrat gets elected, in theory, that Democrat would then be the presumptive nominee coming out the box. The only problem is, though, is we have this self-destructive mechanism named Joe Biden, who can't, you know, seem to put two sentences together.
Right.
And I don't see how the Democratic Party can get rid of him unless he comes down with something. And I think they know he's a disaster and that he's not going to be able to defeat Donald Trump. And they can't have a broker convention anymore. That's why they're kind of talking about, hey, maybe we shouldn't even have a convention, because it'd be better to hide Joe in the basement.
Well, they've been hiding him right now, and of course, he's totally irrelevant, I mean, to the point that Governor Cuomo has taken over the headlines, and this is why Cuomo has, people have said, hey, why not him? How about him, you know, going to the convention, and, he could get the nominee, to your point, because of the lack of confidence that they have in Joe Biden. And with all that being said, James, how is it that Joe Biden is tied, according to these national polls, with President Trump right now?
No, I mean, his lead disappeared. Remember, Joe Biden had
was
a nine point lead.
Yeah.
And now, he's tied. I think firstly, we know the polls tend to be padded in favor of the Democrats.
Oh, like the ballot box, you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, very much so. Like to reflect that, you know.
Okay.
I just want to add something about Cuomo, though. Cuomo's a guy who's failing his way up because you look at these numbers are staggering. Here in California, where I live, for every million people, 17 have died of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. In New York, for every million people, 500 people have died. That means Cuomo's a failure. That means Gavin Newsom is a success.
Exactly.
And yet, I guess Cuomo fails up because they're not talking about Newsom. They're talking about Cuomo to be, this rumor about how they're going to shove Joe Biden out after he locks up the nomination and shove Cuomo in.
James, can you imagine, and then what the media, the next turn they would make, is then they would go back and do a little bit of research, some due diligence that they haven't done so far, and found out how and why Governor Cuomo had misdirected billions of dollars that were supposed to go to health and pandemic preparedness, and he dropped the ball. And he spent the money elsewhere, exposing his state to this disaster, COVID-19. They're going to have a field day on him. They're going to have a field day on him.
Yeah, I mean, the press won't, but the Republican campaign will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already amazing, the campaign ads that they put together on Joe Biden. They just put clips of him speaking, and it completely takes away anybody's confidence that this guy could be the leader of, you know, a Cub Scout pack.
Yeah, exactly.
And much less the country.
Well, and what are we going to do? Are we going to end up with, let's just say, for example, okay, somehow Joe Biden gets elected president. Okay, Trump is out. Republicans take over the House, and then the Republicans are going to impeach Joe Biden for everything that he did in China and in the Ukraine.
And, ironically, I mean, if they have the votes, of course, we know that, but the evidence is ridiculous and overwhelming on that.
Yes.
And also, you know, here we are, one of the silver linings of our whole coronavirus crisis, we discover how many universities, institutions in this country have been corrupted by communist China, and how untrustworthy communist China, and how many the World Health Organization has been corrupted by China, and who's one of their best friends in the country? Joe Biden, and he wants to be president at this time? I don't think so.
Well, we'll leave it there, and the conversation will continue next week. James, I look forward to having you back. James Hurston, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Now Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread, the federal government is said to have an unreleased plan to start opening up parts of the country beginning on the 1st of May. The CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, speaking this morning about what he thinks needs to happen in order to safely reopen the United States.
We and the task force are aggressively working through the best options as to help assist the states as they begin to reopen our country one state at a time.
Police in Germany say they've arrested four suspected ISIS members who are planning to target U.S. forces there. It's believed the men arrested today in western Germany were getting instructions from ISIS leaders in Afghanistan and Syria. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You must register to vote and then actually vote. It's our country. Bill Martinez.
Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, President Trump making the announcement that many Americans were waiting for, and it looks like if things work out the way he's playing this game, is that the WHO will be under new management, or otherwise they can say bye-bye to America's money. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. She's the co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots and columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how are you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, always good to have you here, Jenny Beth. Before we talk about the letters that you sent to the White House, I wanted to get your feedback on the president's announcement that he's going to take a close look at the WHO. For all the money that we've been spending, at least 10 times that of China, but China seems to have inside influence with the WHO.
They do seem to have an inside influence. I'm glad the president is taking this action with the World Health Organization. And the fact is that because they seem to have been concerned more about being politically correct with China that we have lost American lives, and the entire world wound up having more lives lost because the World Health Organization did not take the kind of action they should have taken early on, or warned us that they could not take the action they should have taken because China wasn't giving them access to what was happening in Wuhan.
Well, the thing that's amazing to me about this, Jenny Beth, is that instead of being even a bit conciliatory or apologetic or coming up with some sort of reasonable answer for why they stayed a certain, you know, party line that was dangerous to the entire world, you know, they threatened Donald Trump. They threatened America. I mean, look at, you're biting the hand that's feeding you. You guys, this is a huge mistake or an oversight or something. I mean, you got to come up with some kind of excuse. But to act as if you're not culpable or you're not part and parcel to this cover-up and this misdirected information campaign that was put out there led by the CCP, it's rather obvious. And this is why America is cheering that announcement.
I think that you are exactly right. And I'm glad that President Trump is the president right now so that we have a president who is willing to take these harder measures and put America and Americans first. I think that if there is a legacy for the Donald Trump presidency, that will be it. America first.
Well, let's talk in regard to America first and getting America's engines of economy and workforce up and going again. You sent a couple letters to the White House. Tell our audience about that.
We did send a couple of letters. We sent them last week urging the president to begin reopening the economy, to appoint a task force to work on the great American economic revival. And we are seeing that is happening now. He has a task force that he has named that is going to be looking at how to revive the economy. We hope that they're going to figure out how we deal with the unemployed and also how do we get away from our dependency on China. Mm-hmm. And we had additional organizations besides just Tea Party Patriots sign these letters, including Brent Bozell at Media Research Center and FreedomWorks. Those two are always such great coalition partners of ours. And then on one of the letters, we opened it up to our grassroots supporters, and we've had thousands of people so far who have signed these letters, and we are going to continue to take their names and add them to this list. If your listeners want to go to TeaPartyPatriots.org and sign the letter, we urge you to do so. The president needs to know we're backing him up. We want to work. He has said Americans want to work. We want to work, and we've got a lot of work to do to revitalize this economy.
Well, Jenny Beth, let's make this clear for everybody. We're not just opening up the fences and letting everybody bust loose and go free. And as Dr. Fauci said, flipping a switch. We're not talking about this. I mean, we need to do this responsibly. Americans are already understanding that, you know, handshakes are out. Social distancing is in. This is going to be part of the modus operandi of our daily work lives going forward. And for how long, I don't know. I'm not sure when we're talking about able to seeing, you know, sporting events and concert events that brings a lot of people into congested areas. I think that could yet be a while, but you're exactly right. I agree. We've got to get America back to work because they're starting to figure this out. They're figuring that we all got caught up in a big ruse here. These numbers that are coming out are not justified. They're not adding up. I mean, here it is. We have a trajectory for flu strain A and B going at a certain level, 60,000 plus deaths. And all of a sudden that's dropped off to zero and everything's COVID-19. And there's a lot of influences on those numbers that are irritating people and going, wait a minute, I've quarantined, I've done this, I've overreacted. But yet, you know, there's countries like Sweden and Belarus and others, Taiwan, that have responsibly reacted to this in such a way without having to shut down their economy.
Yes, and we can get back to work. And look, when the social distancing guidelines first came out, we did not need the federal government or any government, for that matter, to mandate or to force a law to tell grocery stores to install plexiglass so that there is a barrier between the customer and the cashier, or to clean their conveyor belt, or to clean their grocery carts. And yet grocery stores across the country figured this out on their own. We are innovative, we are entrepreneurial, we are compassionate, and we are charitable. And because of that, the employees who work at those grocery stores figured out what they could do to protect themselves, protect their customers, and continue to stay in business. We can do that with other industries. We might even be able to do that with sporting events. It may mean that you've got a stadium that is a quarter full instead of at 100% capacity. You may have to walk further to get concessions because they can't afford to open the whole entire, every single outlet available. But there are things that can be done. Let us figure it out. And we don't need the government micromanaging it. We know how to run our businesses, not the government.
Yeah, you let the government run it, and then they're giving people tickets at drive-in churches. You know, this is their idea, right?
Yes, that is their idea. And they should be ashamed of themselves. In the middle of a crisis, the Constitution does not go by the wayside. In the middle of a crisis, it's more important than ever to stand on the Constitution, because the Constitution, the First Amendment, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, freedom to petition your government, all of those things are vitally important in order to come out of this on the other end with liberty. And the people in Mississippi who did this, and the governor in Kentucky who was trying to do it as well, I'm glad that the Liberty Institute and Kelly Shackelford is helping these groups file suit against the government. It is an outrageous overreach. They may have done it for the best of intentions, and their best of intentions turned those local governments and state governments into tyrannies.
Without a doubt. Jane Beth, this is why I believe the Tea Party Patriots and other organizations like yours are going to be so key, because on the other side of this is a sincere battle to regain our constitutional rights. We just cannot assume this. I mean, this was a threat. And what happens when you have a creep like this that goes in, when I'm talking about creep, I'm talking about creeping in against our constitutional rights, it's easier the next time. And each time we end up losing more and more of our constitutional rights. So I would say that we need to activate America's citizens like never before, because the battle rages. It's right in our face. We saw exactly what this government is willing to do, certain parts of the government. If we don't push back, then, heaven help us the next time around.
Exactly right. And we will push back, and we will have liberty restored.
Let's get them ignited. Let's get them activated. How do we do that, Jenny Beth?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, teapartypatriots.org.
Well, for more, that's where you get all the information on the Tea Party Patriots. She's the co-founder, national coordinator of said group, and a columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin, with us. Jenny Beth, be safe. Stay well. Thank you.
Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo and AstraZeneca. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with metastatic breast cancer, meaning it has spread from its original location to other parts of the body. One in five breast cancers are HER2 positive. Despite treatment advances, the disease is considered incurable, and patients may eventually progress on treatment. More options have been urgently needed. Now there's a new treatment available. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, recently granted accelerated approval for Enhertu, famtrastuzumab deruxtecan, NXKI, a HER2-directed antibody drug conjugate for the treatment of adult patients with unresectable or metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer who have received two or more prior anti-HER2 regimens in the metastatic setting. Enhertu is approved under accelerated approval based on tumor response rate and duration of response. Continued approval for this indication may be contingent upon verification and description of clinical benefit in a confirmatory trial. This new medicine is in a class of targeted therapies called antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, that are designed to selectively deliver chemotherapy inside cancer cells. Ion E. Kropp, MD, PhD, Associate Chief of Breast Oncology, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, commented,
"With this approval, we now have a drug available that may benefit patients in whom other drugs had stopped working."
Enhertu can cause serious side effects, including lung problems that may be severe, life-threatening, or that may lead to death, low levels of a type of white blood cell called neutrophils that can lead to serious infections, and heart problems that may affect your heart's ability to pump blood. Enhertu can cause harm to an unborn baby when administered to a pregnant woman. The most common side effects of Enhertu include nausea, feeling tired, vomiting, hair loss, constipation, decreased appetite, low red blood cell counts, low white blood cell counts, diarrhea, cough, and low platelet counts. Visit Enhertu.com for additional important safety information and full prescribing information, including boxed warning and medication guide.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
The silence of mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The senior editor at Stream.org, Rachel Alexander, joins us now. She's staying well and healthy, and we're happy for that. Rachel, let me tell you.
Zoe, thank you, and I hope you're healthy, too. It's been, it hasn't been much different for me since I already work from home.
Right, exactly. Well, and for the most part, I do. It's just that some golf courses that I'm used to playing are all shut down all over this alleged pandemic. I say alleged only because even Bill Bennett the other day said this is not a pandemic, but we have been, you know, scared and fearful about what the coronavirus is all about and the damage it's doing, because certainly for the people who have succumbed to COVID-19, it's a real and very dangerous virus.
Right, you know, and the flu killed lots of people too, and yeah. So it is something to be taken seriously. But, you know, what's going on, I think, our senior editor, Jay Richards, has discovered that the models that showed, you know, this many people are going to die and this mm-hmm. is how it's going to escalate, the models were all off. And I noticed Laura Ingraham covered that on her show last night.
Exactly.
So that's what happened. You know, we kind of overreacted, and, you know, we went after healthy, normal people and made them stay at home when some of that was overkill, especially if you're not in one of the, you know, highly affected areas like New York City.
Exactly. Well, we found out even from, you know, the WHO, the models that they were relying from, go figure, the very same people that gave us the crazy models for global warming. You know, they participated in this. And the models, as most statisticians will tell you, the ones who really know their stuff, can, you know, will say it's only as good as the information that you have. And of course, what we are further discovering is that the numbers are being juiced, Rachel, and we saw this a couple of weeks ago. I said, look at these numbers are off, because all of a sudden there is a dramatic fall off on the numbers of people succumbing to the flu. We were at 60 some thousand and climbing, and all of a sudden, you know, we stopped the curve on the flu, which is, we've got two strains of it, A and B flu, and it was killing 60,000 plus. Suddenly, the coronavirus comes in, that goes to almost zero, and everything is COVID-19. So you're going, wait a minute, there's something irregular and not right about this. And then you look in a little bit deeper, and you realize that Medicare billing processes and the way the government has been working with this is that basically they're rewarding these institutions, these health institutions, for working with people and trying to help people who have COVID-19. And then Dr. Birx last week said, it's okay to assume. And I can't believe she said, I mean, this is a scientist, a doctor, and she says, it's okay to assume if they have, you know, they come in with a cold or they're having a hard time breathing, that without any kind of further testing and empirical evidence, it's okay to assume that it's COVID-19. That's scary.
So we're never going to get any real numbers. They're going to be able to look back and say, oh my gosh, this huge number of people died from COVID-19 when it's a total exaggerated number.
Exactly.
And, and they're doing it on purpose. I think they're doing it on purpose because, you know, they don't care if it's going to make Trump look bad. I think it's a very lazy way to operate.
Well, it's beyond lazy. It's very dangerous, because what are we passing on to the next generation? We're going to have to asterisk the heck out of all these numbers, because they're not right. They are fallacious at best. And meanwhile, we've shut down a government. We have shut down our economy, our educational system. All this has been shut down over this idea, in listening to the World Health Organization and these other higher figures that tell us that we were going to experience 2 million deaths in America. Governor Cuomo was yelling from the steeples there in New York, and you had this this vision of thousands, if not millions, of body bags in the streets of Manhattan.
Yeah, and I blame the Drudge Report for so many scare headlines, and he still hasn't stopped. It's still going. I go to Liberty Daily and I get more of a realistic perspective, and I get more positive things. And what drives me crazy is the fact that the left is flip-flopped anyway. At first they didn't want Trump to close the border with China, and because they said he was xenophobic.
Yes.
And now it turns out it was the right thing to do. But at one point the left says we're doing too much, and now they're saying we're not doing enough. I mean, it's just.
Oh, yeah. And then you got Nancy Pelosi, who wants to have a special oversight committee on this whole coronavirus experience. And you know where that's going to lead to. That's going to lead to another impeachment deal, no doubt.
Of course. And, it's so ridiculous, because you can nitpick this thing to death, and you can always make Trump look bad because you can say people died. Mm. And it doesn't matter, if it's 5 people who died, 1,000 people who died, 500 people died, they will say, well, Trump, if he had done a better job, then we wouldn't have had all these deaths. And, and you see, they're going to make him look bad no matter what. And I'm just shocked that his approval ratings are still doing pretty well. I thought that the Democrats were going to successfully be able to turn this around and blame the virus on him. Mm-hmm. But so far, he's holding strong.
Well, to your point, you see, the Democrats, to their own demise, they can't help themselves because they love the microphone. And they start, spouting off their theories and ideas. And guess what? We have an archive of their responses to the very point that you just made, what they were saying. Nancy Pelosi is saying, look, we're here in Chinatown in San Francisco. Come on down, have dinner with us. I think the mayor of Louisiana is saying, hey, look, we're not going to be worried about this virus. We're going to go ahead and have Mardi Gras, and everybody's going to come on down there. And, they made all these statements that it wasn't anything to be that concerned about. even Dr. Fauci had made some very casual statements about telling people, hey, it's okay, go on. If you've got a, you know, if you've got a cruise plan, just go on the cruise, no worry. And of course, we know what happened for some of those faithful ships and the people that were on those ships and what they had to endure. And of course, for Dr. Fauci, who has become the heir apparent of anything that has to do with the coronavirus and being, you know, the voice of fact and reason, is that he's been able to kind of dodge that bullet and say, look, we went along with the information that we got from the World Health Organization, what we were hearing from the Chinese. Oh, yes, by the way, that would be the Communist Chinese Party that has since tried to take over all the narrative and are trying to rewrite history and claim that they were purely innocent in this whole situation, which I think that at the end of the day, Rachel, I will go out on a limb and say that we're going to find out that this was absolutely diabolical. This was this was not necessarily an accident that came out of the lab, not of the wet markets. There was no bats for sale. Remember, they were trying to tell us, oh, it was because these people eat bats. Well, they looked back historically and they found out, they go, well, bats aren't in season, I guess, during that period of time. And so there weren't any bats being sold in the wet markets. And we know that this lab, which the United States of America was involved, when we spent, I don't know, over $3 million researching with the Chinese, and in 2018, we said, hey, this is a bad deal, we're backing away, we don't want anything to do with this, it's too dangerous. Well, that didn't stop the Chinese. There was a gal, a head scientist, that took it from there, and she's the one. I mean, she's done YouTube videos, it's all well documented. This thing is on them.
Well, yeah, it's funny you mentioned the bats. I have a friend who lived in China for a while, and he said in that Wuhan area, there wouldn't have been wet markets that were selling the bats. They just, wrong part.
Right.
And so, yeah, I agree there's something fishy going on there. And, you know, the only thing that I like is the fact that Trump has been holding these press conferences every day, because that is how he's getting around the biased media. You know, that's how he's speaking to the American people directly. And I think that's, you know, keeping people way more informed than these biased articles that we're reading coming out of the mainstream media.
Well, the opportunity that we have coming out of this deal, Rachel, and you pointed this out, is we have to reclaim our civil liberties. I mean, look, we called the time out. We went along with the government for a number of weeks, but we're ready to say the party's over. We're reclaiming our civil liberties because we cannot surrender them at the expense of this coronavirus infection. I mean, look, Sweden didn't close down their businesses. They didn't go to extremes. There's other, Belarus, others, I think Taiwan as well. I mean, they did some smart things in terms of social distancing, hand washing, all those good hygiene practices that have paid dividends, but not shutting down the government or our businesses.
Yeah, well, I think the final straw with trampling on our civil liberties right now is going after those drive-in churches.
Exactly.
You know, you went too far. The churches were trying to comply, you know, by keeping the social distancing. And, you know, people forget, you know, a church isn't the same as a grocery store. We have a right to religious freedom in this country. It's the First Amendment, and the Supreme Court has interpreted that the government may not infringe on that right without
a
compelling interest. So you can go to grocery stores, okay, but you can't go to churches?
Yeah.
That doesn't fall under a compelling interest because they're not banning people from grocery stores.
Or a drive-in liquor store or a fast food joint that you get in your car. They're not being stopped there. But for church, I mean, why the church? She's a senior editor at Stream.org, Rachel Alexander. Rachel, thank you as always. Appreciate the time.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life.